Chapter 7.
I have brought glory to all of my ancestors.
The lizard-like ambassador stood on top of the creature, with two hands raised in the air like he was the greatest warrior in all of existence. It was exactly like Horace said. He was buck-ass naked.
Ambassador!
Amaya pleaded and wrung her hands as she stood between her sister and my catwife.
Please, come down.
There will be songs sung in my praises, and we will have an immaculate feast.
Siskern carried on as if she hadn't spoken. Yes, indeed, my good friend, Lord Mech said, as he stood at the base of the minion and tried to wave the man down to the ground. Now come down here so you may rest. You are still recovering from your previous injuries.
I don't know what you're talking about, Gavlane,
Siskern said with a jocular laugh.
I have fought this foe and escaped unscathed. And look, I have harvested the heart of the scourge.
He held up a stone his feverish brain was convinced was a herald core, when, in fact, he only held up a regular stone that probably came from the lakeshore.
But, Ambassador...
Amaya started, but she was stopped by Zoe, who put a gentle hand on her wrist.
Ambassador Siskern,
she called up to the lizard man.
Let us put that herald core away while we prepare for the feast.
Yes, the feast.
Siskern boomed and then looked around with a dazed expression as if he was just now taking in his surroundings.
I'm afraid I do not know how to get down.
I tried not to laugh and almost lost the battle when Horace snorted loudly.
Let me,
Anwar said with a graceful bow of her long horned head. Then the Ibex woman rubbed her hands together to spark up that familiar glow.
Hold on, Ambassador.
Anwar's eyes flashed their opalescent shine, and when she held her palms face out, the glowing scarlet bubble of light transferred to the lizard man and enveloped him. The bubble operated like a deflating helium balloon as it worked to gently lift and then deposit the ambassador on the shore.
Let me take care of that for you, Ambassador,
Zoe said, and took the plain rock from Siskern's scaly hand.
We'll have it polished.
Excellent,
he said, even as he sagged against the Ramlord.
Gavlane, I am chilled.
I don't wonder, the Asher Lord said as he transferred his own cloak around the lizard man's naked shoulders.
Come with us, Ambassador Siskern, and we will help you prepare for the Immaculate Feast,
Amaya said as she took a page out of Zoe's book and eased the confused man toward a carriage by playing along with his fevered delirium.
Yes, of course,
he murmured, and was led like a docile lamb by both of the pretty mech sisters, while Zoe took over driving. I nodded at her as she smiled back, and I knew she would be able to sort out the poor, confused lizard man. Is it just me, or did this last Red Sky event seem shorter despite the shit ton of demons we had? I commented as Gavlane, Horace, and I all watched the ambassador's carriage head back to the road.
The minion contaminated the lake with its bile, the Ramlord said, as he gestured to the large lumps of disturbed clay that was evidence of where the scourge mites molded back into the earth after the red moon. Dozens of them.
And they used to come from the sea first, right? I asked as I recalled some of my Aventolian history.
The moon called them forth from the sea after Mercedes drowned her first creations, the Ramlord corrected. But you are on the right track. The demons he recreated surged up from the depths and became the first demon tides. So it is odd so many of them swarmed out of the lake. Aventol's lakes and streams are naturally protective against the scourge.
You think the minion's bile makes it possible for the demons to spawn like this? I said rather than asked. Maybe that was the point of making the minions, or these bloated flying ones at least.
I have some people down taking samples as we speak,
he said, and gestured to some robed figures at the lake shore who were filling various vials of lake water.
They're going to take it back to the academy to try and figure out how it works.
This could be really bad,
Horace remarked, as he put two and two together.
Imagine what would happen if one of these actually made it to the sacred tithe pool. It would have been an abomination, Gavlane said with a dark scowl.
We really need to get this minion out of the water. I inspected the creature and its mottled grayish skin.
We could haul it out, Horace suggested.
No rope will be strong enough,
the Ramlord said as he rubbed his chin.
We could blow it up.
Another voice added their 2 cents to the mix, and all eyes landed on the taller of the 2 teens.
V?
His shorter friend gasped, and I figured this must be a common occurrence between the two of them.
We were supposed to tell them about that.
And just who are these two?
Gavlane questioned, as he folded his large arms over his barrel chest.
I found these troublemakers trying to hunt a herald with us.
I pulled out the medallion, flashed it at the Ramlord, and then tucked it away. They saw who they got it from, so I figured you might need to talk to them.
You are correct,
Gavlane rumbled deep in his chest, and I could hear the disapproval in his tone that made even me want to cringe.
But first I want to know more about what you said. What is your name, boy?
Vekin,
the Dodger wannabe said, as brash as anything.
And this is my brother, Beryl.
Good to meet you, sirs. Now kindly tell me how you managed to end up with these very alarming devices, he ordered.
A man,
Beryl immediately blurted out, and received another unceremonious whack to the back of his head from his companion.
You saw his face, Gavlane said, and eyed the taller brother. You will both need to come back to the palace, where I have someone who can take a record of your memories.
We're going to the palace?
Vekin gasped, as a grin lit up his face.
Yes, but first I want you both to turn out your pockets and surrender the explosives you alluded to, he said, and held out his hand.
Oh!
Vekin grumbled, as he and Beryl both rummaged in their pockets and pulled out a few plum-sized metal devices with more of that shiny alloy.
And you got these from the same man you stole the medallions from?
Gavlane asked.
Yes, Lord Asher, that's all we took,
Beryl said, as helpful as ever, while Vekin rolled his eyes, and the pair of them together both reminded me of the two sides of Rylan.
Good,
he said as he eyed the stinking creature still polluting the lake and then turned to me.
But you're right. That creature is going to be a problem for Gatetown, especially if there is another red sky. What do you think, Alex?
Wait, your name's Alex?
Vekin interrupted.
As in Alex Brightwood? Asher Brightwood?
Yup, I said with an awkward grin and a wave.
The one who zapped a 10-foot demon on Breyer's Eve when the goddess gave him powers that blasted from his eyes?
Beryl rambled in a way that reminded me of Chunk from the Goonies. Well, that's not exactly how, I started to say, but was plowed over by Horace.
The very same, lads.
He grinned a feral grin and patted me on the arm. And I bet you thought the Herald Demon was the worst of your problems.
Dark hell,
Vekin exclaimed, and he smacked a palm against his forehead with enough force that a few strands of his dark brown hair flew up.
Oh, don't curse, V,
Beryl hissed, and I couldn't help but chuckle at their awe-inspiring expressions. Anyway, in answer to your question, Gav, I think blowing up the minion is a splendid idea, I said.
Ha! You do?
The Ramlord boomed, threw his shaggy head back, and laughed long and loud.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
I'm all for a great light show, but you might need to explain your thinking on that one, Chief.
The Falcon Man chuckled along and draped his arms around the 2 suddenly ashen-faced young boys. They actually tried this on a beached whale that ended up on the Oregon coast, I said maybe a little too enthusiastically at the chance to spew some random factoid no one even had context for.
They do this with dead, lake animals where you hail from?
Gavlane asked with a curious expression. Well, not anymore, but they did it one time back in the 70s, I remarked. If I remember correctly, they failed because the blast wasn't big enough, which is definitely something we want to avoid. We need a blast big enough to fully vaporize it so none of the contaminated chunks fly back in the water, seeing as how that's where the demons like to spawn. Although the citizens of Gatetown might have to endure a pretty nasty stench for a few days. Will those devices be big enough? And even better question is, do we know how to work them?
We overheard the man explain how just one of these can explode bigger than a Terran geyser, and we stole 3 of them,
Beryl said with a bit of a crazy smile.
So long as you remove the tops of the bangers and then crush them in your hand, you can make them go off from far away.
Nice, I said. Let's explode this bitch. As a team with a few other helpful Ashers, we cleared the area while the Oliver Twist boys went about preparing the corpse with the explosives.
Seems like everyone is out of the immediate area, Horace said as he jogged over with the kids.
Yeah, And here are all the tops of the bangers,
Vikan said, and he held 3 shiny scraps of metal that reminded me of the peel-off foil tops on yogurt containers.
They won't do anything until you crush them together.
Excellent, I said, and took them, so I could distribute the 3 of them equally between Gavlane, Horace, and me. Let's keep these apart for now. Then I focused on the bond and called Prosper and Victory back to come and pick us up so the 5 of us could fly across the big lake along with the large crowd that had amassed. Apparently, news traveled around Gatetown about the impending fireworks display, and it seemed the whole town had turned out for the show.
Are we ready?
Gavlane asked as he dismounted Lightning. Yep, I said, as I hopped down and helped Vikan to the ground as well.
Let's do it,
Horace said, as he handed me the top of the banger, while Beryl wiggled behind him with excitement. I went to hand the 2 over to the Ram Lord, but then was surprised when he handed me his one instead.
Go ahead, Asher Brightwood,
Gavlane smirked and handed me his own banger top.
After all, you were the one who brought the beast down. Besides, it is what your people do.
Hardly, I scoffed, but took the silver foil from him anyway. Because, yeah, I totally wanted to blow it the fuck up.
Oh, I'm so excited,
Beryl squeaked. Get ready, I yelled out, and put all the banger tops in one hand. 3, 2, 1, I crushed all 3 together in my hand. And when I did, a sonic boom exploded through the night air, followed by a cloud of red and brown mist. The collected crowd gasped and shouted with glee, but then all of us, myself included, groaned at the pervasive stench that reached the other side of the shore.
Nasty!
Vikan gagged.
Hopefully the wind will make short work of the smell,
Horace said.
Do we go to the palace now?
Beryl asked with his big, hopeful brown eyes.
Yes, I believe we must.
Gavlane sighed and cast his bronze gaze over the 2 miscreants.
Who are your parents?
Got none,
Vikan said with an edge to his words as if he was trying really hard not to add a "wanna fight about it?" to the end of his sentence.
That explains the company you are keeping in order to come across such unsavory artifacts,
he said with another disapproving glare, which was all the warning Vikan needed to cool it on the attitude.
But how will we all get there?
Beryl asked as he did the math.
Maybe Asher Brightwood might be able to accompany us, the Ram Lord said with raised eyebrows.
Yeah, sure, I said when he fixed me with a particular look that told me I should definitely say yes. Who wants to ride with me?
Oh, me, I'll do!
The boys both shot each other matching scowls.
You row with him across the lake, V, it's my turn,
Beryl whined.
That was barely a long turn at all,
Vikan protested.
Apparently I'm chopped gizzard,
Gavlane muttered in mock offense as the boys continued to bicker.
I'm only the Asher Lord, but it's nothing compared to the mighty Brightwood.
You're just jealous you don't have laser beam goddess vision, I said with a supercilious sniff as I examined my fingernails.
Not all of us can be so lucky.
And such a humble soul you are.
The Ram Lord laughed again in his stormy voice. I try, I shrugged. Hey, H, you think you can handle things back at the manor?
Yes, definitely,
the Falcon Man said, as he petted Victory's flank.
I think I need to get this girl back to rest. After all, she's got a little one to think of. Will Prosper be okay leaving her? Usually, when a counterfly mate is with foal, the male doesn't like being parted from the female.
I'm sure I can explain the situation to him. Hang on, I said, and then turned to Prosper. Hey, Props.
Alex Person!
Prosper FM beamed in. I need to ask you to fly me to the palace, but I know you don't want to leave Victory.
Oh, mate is baby,
Prosper said, and stamped his foot. I know, but it's really important, and we'll be back first thing in the morning. Will you help?
Of course I helps, but I do not like...
He huffed again through his coiled muzzle. You're the best, Props. I tuned out of the bond for now as I gave him a hearty pat on his flank.
All set?
Gavlane asked as he pulled on a pair of leather riding gloves. That depends, I said as I eyed the 2 teens still stubbornly shoving each other. Have you 2 decided on the seating arrangements?
Yes, Asher Brightwood, sir,
Beryl piped up and skipped closer to me.
I'm going to ride with you.
Vikan sighed but skulked over to Gavlane's mount and let the Ram Lord help him up while I tried not to laugh at them both. After I helped Beryl to sit in the saddle in front of me, I nodded one last time at Horus, and then I followed Gavlane and Lightning into the sky. The trip back to Mech Valley was long, especially because I was feeling the weariness of battle and the lateness of the hour. I also felt like my meditation session was cut short. So when little Beryl nodded off as we flew through the air, I couldn't help but feel jealous of the kid. I could murder a cup of Coley right now. When we finally touched down, our mounts were taken care of by the Asher Lord's bevy of black and silver-clad servants, while Gavlane directed us to his parlor and had more servants fetch us some refreshments. Thank the fucking heavens. Because there was Coley, I grinned, and the fragrant steam wafted out when I lifted the lid of a small ceramic mug. How did you manage to get this? We haven't even hit the market yet.
One of your newest servants sent me a sample in the hopes I would like it enough to help spread the word before the festival, he said over the brim of his own mug of the coffee substitute. I have to hand it to that Velralla. She is a savvy one, if not too bold for her own good.
Yeah, that was actually kind of brilliant of her. I took a sip and contemplated how back on Earth, Velralla could have probably been a successful marketing woman of a small startup. Maybe I should promote her. A knock sounded at the door, and when the Ramlord told the person to enter, an elderly, shriveled man with the features of a gray pigeon shuffled in, and he held a pair of clear, quartz-like beads of glass the size of paperweights.
All right, lads,
Gavlane said, as he placed his drink on the small table in the center of all of us.
The time has come for some answers, and don't try to lie. I assume you know what my good friend Graven has.
Those are record stones,
Beryl mumbled through a mouthful of cake.
They record images of your memories when you held them in your hands.
Clever lad, he chuckled. Now, before we get to that, recount for me how you two managed to come into possession of the demon alloy and the explosives.
The two were looking a little dozy after all the food, but they perked right up when the horned man asked them to retell their tale. What followed was a confusing 30 minutes of overlapping and interjecting voices as each brother attempted to tell their part of the story better than the other, with all kinds of embellishments I was sure weren't the truth at all, especially the part where a clan of 100 tough mercenaries chased them through the streets with swords and arrows.
100, hmm? Gavlane snorted.
Yep, Vegan said. And because of my super stealth-like ways, we managed to escape.
From 100 of them, I deadpanned.
Okay, maybe it was 4, he conceded. But I really am a master at stealth, honest.
I believe you, lad.
The Ramlord gave another hearty laugh and slid the platter closer to the two boys.
Now, there is only one more thing I need to ask you about.
Sure, Asher Lord Mech, sir, Beryl said. What's on your mind?
I just want to know what a pair of bright boys such as yourselves are doing running around with the underbelly of Gate Town, he asked.
Told ya, Vekin said as he wiped the crumbs off his lap. We're orphans. Always fend for ourselves. Speaking of, after we let Gramps over here record our memories, Asher Brightwood mentioned something about a reward if we told you where we got the stuff from.
Beryl
hissed and elbowed his brother.
Don't be rude. We helped the Asher Lord, that should be reward enough.
Shut up, Bear,
Vekin snapped back.
We skipped an entire night run for Phyllis because we were promised a reward, and if we go back empty-handed...
The angry kid stopped himself from revealing any more, but he had said enough to arouse certain unsavory suspicions.
Beryl, your brother is right,
Gavlane smoothed over the jagged edges of the abrupt silence.
By coming here and giving your record on these mercenaries, you've done me a big favor. That shall definitely not go unappreciated. However, instead of a bequeathment of fine things that will no doubt be taken from you by your current handler, I wonder if the two of you will accept my offer to work here at the palace.
You mean, like, live and work for you here?
Vekin asked slowly.
If that is amenable to you, the Ramlord said. You'd be trained in the stables with the other staff starting tomorrow. Then all the hard work you do and the gold you earn is yours to keep.
We'd be paid, too?
Beryl gasped with wide eyes.
Of course, Gavlane said. I don't own slaves. I own staff. As long as you're hard workers, I don't see any reason for you to go back to Gate Town.
I couldn't help but smile inwardly at this. At least I wasn't the only one who wanted to pay his people honest wages.
Really?
Vikan asked in a small voice, as all of his macho bravado fell to the wayside, and the scared kid he really was peeked through.
You can trust him, V, Beryl said. He's nice. I can tell.
I couldn't help but smile at these kids. Even though they were a pain in the ass, they were good kids.
Okay,
Vikan decided, and he lifted his chin as he looked Mech in the eye.
Yeah, we'll work here. We're hard workers, and we've always earned our keep.
Of that I have no doubt, Gavlane said. Okay, Graven, I think we are ready for the record stones.
The pigeon man snorted and startled himself awake from the nap he'd dropped into.
Yes, of course.
Graven placed a glass bead in each of the boys' hands and further instructed them to concentrate on the men they encountered. When that was finished, the Ramlord ordered a few servants to ready a room in the servants' quarters for the two.
It was good meeting you, Asha Brightwood,
Beryl said, and nudged his brother.
Thanks for saving us from the Herald,
Vikan added with a genuine smile right before he cracked a big yawn. No problem, I said, and ruffled both their brown hair. Just stay out of trouble from now on. They both promised as they were ushered away, and I finally sighed wearily and rubbed the tension out of the back of my neck.
Here, Gavlane said as he handed me a glass of amber liquid inside. It is brandy from my own woot orchards. It has an extra kick to it.
Do you actually think I'll need help getting to sleep tonight? I asked as I took a sip.
No,
the Ramlord said and rubbed his jaw pensively.
But there is more we should discuss, and I think you might need it.
Right, I said as I eyed the solemn expression of Gavlane's face. I could tell this night was far from over. So I took another large swallow of the burning liquid and savored the sensation as it scalded its way to my stomach.